Pope Benedict XVI is currently on his way to Ankara Airport, where he is due to board a plane for the western city of Izmir. From there, the Pope will make his way to the ancient town of Ephesus on this, the second day of his journey in Turkey. Philippa Hitchin is joining us live on the line from Turkey. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning to you, Ema.
Now, Philippa, today is going to be the Pope's first chance to actually meet and pray publicly with the Christians in Turkey, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. He arrives in just about an hour in Izmir, this bustling port city on the west coast of Turkey, as you said. It's been a major center of trade between East and West since the first centuries. And from Izmir, he goes on to the ancient site at Ephesus, famous, of course, for the Council of Ephesus. It's a place where many of the first disciples of Christ went after his death and resurrection to preach the gospel. We know that St. John and St. Paul came here to write parts of the New Testament. And it is here, as you said, that the Virgin Mary is believed to have come to end her days. Pope Benedict will celebrate Mass in the so-called House of the Mother Mary. It's a small shrine which has been an important place of pilgrimage since the very first century. It's run by a group of Capuchin friars who will welcome the Pope together with the Franciscan Archbishop of Izmir, Ruggero Franceschini. There's also a small community of cloistered nuns who live here. Pope John Paul, Benedict's predecessor, came here when he visited the site in 1979. He said Mass here. And Pope Paul VI also came to pray way back in 1967. So an important centre for Christian worship down the centuries, and particularly in these past few decades. It's not only, though, an important place for Christian pilgrims, but also many Muslims come here to pray and to venerate the Virgin Mary. As I found out when I spoke earlier to a Turkish expert on relations between the secular state and religious minorities, Mustafa Çenap Ayadin, and I think we can listen to part of that interview now.
This is the House of Virgin Mary, a very important place. It's a pilgrimage place not only for Christians, but the Muslims also frequently visit this place, believing that Virgin Mary was, let's say, virgin and has born a baby without a father is a must in Islam. It's a very important, I think, message to the Muslim community, just visiting, let's say, common place of pilgrimage. And on the other hand, Ephesus is a very, very important place for the Christian history, just because one of the very important councils of the church happened there, the Council of Ephesus. Also important, the Ephesus, and in this region, you can find the seven churches which are mentioned in the Book of Revelation. Therefore, a really important visit, I guess, that the Pope Benedict XVI will do there.
Yesterday, on the first day of his visit to Turkey, Pope Benedict XVI called for an authentic dialogue between Christians and Muslims. In a speech at Turkey's Directorate of Religious Affairs, he also urged greater religious freedom for the country's minority religions.
Christians and Muslims belong to the family of souls who believe in the one God, and who, according to their respective traditions, trace their ancestry to Abraham. This human and spiritual unity in our origins and our destiny impels us to seek a common path as we play our part in the quest for fundamental values so characteristic of the people of our time. Freedom of religion, institutionally guaranteed and effectively respected in practice, both for individuals and communities, constitutes for all believers the necessary condition for the loyal contribution to the building up of society in an attitude of authentic service, especially towards the most vulnerable and the most poor.
A very strong message there. Phil, what has the reaction on the ground been to Pope Benedict's call for a closer bond between religions?
Well, Ema, the reaction from the media here has been, I would say, pretty positive to that first meeting, those first meetings in Istanbul, also with the Prime Minister early in the day, Prime Minister Erdogan at the airport, then with the head of religious affairs, and then with the diplomatic corps. At least one television channel that I tuned into on Tuesday evening was discussing the Pope's words in detail with a panel of experts, picking up on that call to work together for the good of society. In that speech to the diplomats, he picked up on words that he had said to the ambassadors of many Muslim nations in Castel Gandolfo back in September, reiterating his great esteem for all Muslims and urging believers of different religions to know and respect one another more. That's one of the quotes that I found in the newspapers this morning. Also in the speech that he gave earlier to that head of the Dianet, the Religious Affairs Office, the Pope calling very strongly for this unity, the fact that Christians and Muslims share this same origin and destiny. And he picked up also on the words of his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, back in 1979, when he said it's urgent to recognize and develop these spiritual bonds that unite Christians and Muslims in order to preserve and promote the principles of peace, liberty, social justice, and moral values. These are all things that are very dear to the hearts of the Turkish people here, and they're all things that we're finding on the front pages of the newspapers today. The other thing that they're picking up on very much, of course, is the question of the European Union, and they're quoting from a press conference that the Prime Minister Erdogan gave after his meeting with Pope Benedict at the airport. That's another issue which is featuring very strongly in the papers today.
But of course, Vatican spokesperson Father Federico Lombardi did, of course, confirm the Pope's stance on that issue, Philippa, did he not?
Yes, that's right. He did prior to the Pope's departure from Rome. Also, we had a press conference here in Istanbul yesterday morning, during which the spokesman, if you like, for the Holy See, Bishop Brian Farrell, he's the secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity. He gave a press conference together with the Orthodox Metropolitan, who is representing the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I. And at that press conference, Brian Farrell also took questions about this issue of the European Union, stressing that, of course, Cardinal Ratzinger, back when he made his comments about Turkey's not being so suitable for the European Union, that was very much a private opinion as a cardinal, whereas today, of course, being a pope, he has the whole human family very much as a concern, and therefore his opinion has changed on that.
Thank you, Philippa, and you will be joining us throughout the day, bring us the latest news on Pope Benedict's trip to Turkey. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.